In Oakland, the AC Transit 51A bus line runs from Rockridge down Broadway to Alameda. Now, one bus stop on its route has become the center of a political battle. Reporter Bonnie Chan tells us why in a story brought to us from the UC Berkeley School of Journalism.
In Oakland, a neighborhood around Broadway and 30th Street is called Pill Hill, for a good reason. There's a Sutter Alta Bates Medical Center and lots of doctor's offices, including oncologists, optometrists, and dentists. Chris Peoples knows the area well. He had a stroke 5 years ago, and he relies on the bus to get to his doctors.
So I do not walk comfortably or easily. And so now when my eye doctor is further up 30th Street and have to see them every 6 months or so.
But a year ago, the bus stop at Broadway and 30th Street disappeared without any public discussion. That bothered Peoples for a number of reasons. For one thing, he rides that bus. For another, he's board president of AC Transit, and even he couldn't do anything about it except walk farther.
And so I end up having to walk down from the street that Summit is on, and then when I'm coming back down here to where I work, I end up having to walk all the way down to 28th, which when you've just had your annual physical is a pain.
So what happened to the bus stop? Well, a new grocery store called Sprouts wanted to move into the neighborhood a few years ago, and the developer proposed moving the bus stop from the northwest corner of Broadway and 30th to the southwest corner. The developer agreed to pay for improvements, like a new bus shelter. Both the city and AC Transit liked the idea because the new location was safer and more efficient for bus riders. But Summit Bank didn't like it. It's a community bank located on that southwest corner. Bank officials fought hard against having a bus stop in front of their branch, citing security concerns. So city officials removed the stop altogether, which made Oakland City Council member Rebecca Kaplan very angry.
There was no public vote on the bus stop removal. So the issue that the community is suffering from here involves not only the loss of transit service, which would be bad enough, but it did not take place through any sort of public process.
At a press conference on April 12th, Kaplan strongly supported reinstating the bus stop, saying it served a mostly older, low-income population that relies on public transit.
We are talking about a location that serves medical services, that serves grocery stores, and where else should be a priority to have transit service than a location like that on a major transit corridor with access to hundreds of new housing units coming in and grocery stores and medical services.
Over the last year, bus riders and advocates have raised a ruckus of their own. Kit Vack is a transit advocate who helped organize protests in front of Summit Bank.
We gave the bank Christmas cards that said, "Don't be a Grinch, Summit Bank, bring back our bus stop." And the responses that we got from the bank was they'd call the police on us.
Last month, at a Public Works Committee meeting, the city finally committed to reinstate the bus stop. It remains to be seen how long that will take. Meanwhile, Summit Bank hired crisis management pro Sam Singer to help make the case that the stop goes somewhere else.
We would continue to oppose the bank being the place for the bus stop. Where we want to see it be is where it's been for 100 years, which is right in front of Sprouts, where it ought to return.
For now, transit advocates say their goal is for the city to have a Department of Transportation in charge of decisions like this, with oversight, to make sure people who rely on public transit don't lose out again. The city council approved funding for the new department last summer, and Oakland city officials are now working on recruiting a director of transportation. Meanwhile, bus riders wait for the city to return their missing bus stop. In Oakland, I'm Bonnie Chan for Cross Currents.